And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
I wish we could make MCTV great again, or at least great, or at least acceptable. Ugly situation with this cable company. Some say out of it's Canton or somewhere. I don't know. They supposedly had been providing internet service for us here, the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group, all these great radio stations, and something terrible happened that has caused MCTV to not provide any internet throughout the region, not just here at Rock Hill, but throughout lots of different communities within here in the Upper Ohio Valley. And look, I get that sometimes businesses have problems, maybe of their own making, maybe not of their own making. You know, I get that. Maybe something terrible happened with MCTV that was not their fault. I don't know. You know, who knows? I don't know. Maybe somebody cut a fiber optic cable or something, or did whatever. Who the hell knows? That stuff happens. I don't like it. Nobody likes it, but that stuff happens. I can live with that. I don't like it, but I can live with that. What I cannot live with is when the customers who have not had internet cable now, internet service, I can't call it service, not even service, have the internet now for what? Is it the second day now? Causing all sorts of havoc, not just on my show, which is the most important element, of course, but also all of the other radio stations here and everything else. When the customers call and say, hey, MCTV, we're your customers. We need help. What's going on? And their response is, well, it's got to be on your end. The problem's on your end. Now, that's what Johnny O just said live on the air here this morning. That when the system went out, this MCTV, which apparently sucks worse than Comcast, when the whole system went out, causing all sorts of havoc here, just, I mean, you cannot imagine how dependent we are on the internet, sadly. When Johnny called MCTV, their first response was, well, the problem's on your end. You're telling me that MCTV did not know that the problem was on their end? My guess is, and I did not hear the conversation, but here's my guess. My guess is the automatic response from customer, quote, service for MCTV is to blame the customer when there's a problem. It's like, well, it's got to be on your end. Check your box, reboot, do whatever. Automatic response, even though they know that their system is down, and they have no earthly idea what caused it or what it's going to take to fix or when it's going to be put back up or anything like that. That's the first response. Okay, so Johnny and the entire team here, the engineering department, essentially rebooted everything, did whatever they had to do to ensure that the problem was not on our end. They call MCTV back. This was yesterday. Say, hey, the problem's not on our end. What's going on here? Whatever. MCTV, you heard Johnny O say this, hung up on Johnny O and on Aaron, who is another one of the wonderful people who work here. He's a kind, sweet, good, decent man who wouldn't harm a fly. I've never heard him raise his voice. He's as calm and as you would ever want. They hung up on Aaron. Now, I can see, I don't like it, but I could see Johnny O getting people upset and agitated, even though he's 100% in the right, no question. But when they're hanging up on Aaron, it says to me that MCTV could very well be even worse than Comcast. What level of arrogance is this? When you call MCTV, when you're a customer, and this is a big deal business here, this is the friggin' world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group. We have all these great radio stations, all, you know, the advertising, all the host and everything else. This is a big deal. A big deal customer. We might be one of the biggest customers that MCTV has. And for their default setting to be, no, it's got to be a problem on your end. And then we're the ones who have to jump through all the hoops. Think about this. We have to jump through all the hoops, even though MCTV surely had to know that the problem was on their end. They make us jump through all of these hoops. Not me, because I'm not technically oriented, but Johnny and Aaron, they put the onus on the customers. Say, well, it's got to be on your end. And if they're doing it to the Ohio Midland News Group, one of their biggest, one of their most important clients, this is a big business. It bills God knows how many millions of dollars a month here. I mean, it's unbelievable. If they're doing it to us, can you imagine what they're doing it, what they're doing to private citizens who believe the MCTV BS about, oh, yeah, we've got great service, we're wonderful. If they're making us jump through hoops, my guess is they're making all of their customers jump through hoops, even though they have to know the problems on their end. They have to know this. So after Johnny and Aaron and everybody else here, the engineering, the whole staff, you know, does all the stuff they have to do, and then we're assured, we know the problem's not on our end, and they call back. The response? We don't know. We don't know when it's coming back or whatever. And then they hang up on Johnny and also on Aaron. MCTV. No Facebook Live today. I can't print anything on our printer because I have the links to the stories on my phone. But because of MCTV, say, oh, we don't have any internet service and we don't know what the hell's going on. It's probably your fault anyway. I can't print any stories. I can't. There's no Wi-Fi. And what's worse, with our guest who we have scheduled, Catherine Tolman, who's got to have just incredible information for you. Based on yesterday's show, and man, what she had to say about J.P. Dutton, Jesus, I couldn't believe it. I don't know that we're going to be able to get her on the air here because I'm reduced to using my cell phone, and the cell phone service here is so bad, and we're talking Verizon now, by the way. Verizon, I think, has gone way, way down in service, just way, way down. But I've been reduced to that because there's nothing else here that I can do. So God only knows what the 8 o'clock hour is going to be like. MCTV. I wonder what that stands for. MCTV. Mighty crappy TV would be my guess. If you know anybody at MCTV, give them a call. Let them know how upset I am, how upset we all are here. Maybe they'll answer the phone. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll give you a straight answer. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll hang up on you. Maybe they won't. I don't know. But who knows with mighty crappy TV, MCTV. And by the way, I would love if we actually had a phone system here that worked to have you call in and then tell me your experiences. I think that'd be great radio, but we can't do that here. So I have no earthly idea, if you do reach out to them, how they reacted. There's no way for me to know. Well, Dimitri, we could send you maybe a message on Facebook. Maybe we could do that as a workaround. No. I can't get anything here. MCTV. Honest to God, it could be, I can't even believe I'm saying this. It could be that we have actually discovered a cable company that is worse than Comcast. MCTV almost makes Comcast look acceptable. What a suck-ass cable company. MCTV. Hanging up on Johnny O, but especially hanging up on Aaron. What a-holes they must be. Jesus, what a-holes they must be. So I have no earthly idea if we're going to be on the air tomorrow. Well, I mean, on the air, yeah. We're still going to be on the air, but I don't know. Well, let me give you an update here regarding the fiasco with the post office in St. Clairsville. And really, it's the whole postal system. So St. C. sends out its municipal utilities bill, the electric bill, to everyone beginning in February. They send it out. Like clockwork, they always do this. But we don't get it until a couple days ago. And if we don't pay our bill in time, and it, by the way, the bills are ridiculously high, the power bills, my God, we have to pay a 10% penalty, even though it's not the ratepayers' fault at all. It certainly appears to be another royal screw-up on the part of the Postal, quote, service, the United States Postal, quote, service. So here's what I did. Even though Catherine Talman was going to do all this stuff, and I'm sure she did, I went to the St. Clairsville Post Office. Now, the St. Clairsville Post Office is a brisk walk from City Hall, St. Clairsville City Hall. Or it's a very, very, very short drive. Try to picture this. You know where the Belmont County Courthouse is on Main Street? Well, right next to it, the street right next to it is where the St. C. City Hall is. My guess is you could walk from the St. C. City Hall down Main Street and down past the construction and up the hill there. They're still doing some kind of work with, I don't know, water pipes or something. And it'd be maybe a half-hour walk, maybe. And you'd be at the St. Clairsville Post Office. So yesterday morning after the show, I thought, you know, I'm going to stop there. Now, anytime I've been at the St. Clairsville Post Office, the people at the front desk, at the counter, have always been very nice to me. Always. Never had a problem. And it's not just me. I'm standing in line sometimes and all that. And I can see that they treat everyone fine. This is not a reflection on the employees who were there at the counter. So I go there, and I say, I'd like to speak with the postmaster. Who is that, Amy? And I was told, yeah, that's Amy. So I give him my card and say, this is what I want to do. I want to talk with her about what's going on here with St. C, with the electric bills. He goes back into her office, and I thought, well, I wonder if I'm even going to see her. Well, she comes up. Nice, pleasant human being. Not a problem. And, of course, I introduced myself, Dimitri, the crazy talk show host, and I talked about this on my show yesterday with Catherine Tallman about the United States Postal, quote, service. And she said that she could not talk with me, that the policy of the United States Postal Service, and I'm paraphrasing here, is to not speak to the media other than through the official spokesperson for the United States Postal, quote, service. And I'm sure that's true. That is not unusual, whether it's big organizations like the post office or companies. That's not an unusual thing. So, okay, who do I talk to? She gave me the name of, she wrote it down. I'm looking at it right now, the little pink sticky sheet here. Nadia Dalai, D-H-A-L-A-I, Nadia. She gives me the phone number and also the email address. And I thought, well, phone number is going to be a much, much better chance of getting a response. And so I call. Here's a shocker. Nobody answers. But there was a message, a generic message. You couldn't even tell that this was Nadia Dalai's phone number. And it said, in essence, a generic voicemail message. Just leave a message, name, phone number, whatever. And of course, I did. Because I want to get this information for you. For everyone in St. C., for everyone in Belmont County. This is the Belmont Buzz here. That was yesterday. I'm still waiting. I know it's a shocker. The United States Postal Service not being responsive. Here we go again.